I was given the Guggenheim Fellowship for 1926, and we left Pasadena in February 1926, end of January, gradually traveled on by the slow methods of travel that were available then, visiting Niagara Falls and going by an Italian ship, the Duilio, which was sunk during the Second World War, to Madeira, Algiers, Gibraltar, Madeira, Gibraltar, Algiers, and Naples. And then we took a month to work our way up Italy, living very inexpensively because we didn't have much money, and learning a great deal as we moved along. We went to Munich and were in Munich for about a year in the Institute for Theoretical Physics. And then we also traveled about and visited Paris and Zurich and the Netherlands and Berlin, other German countries. And we went to Denmark, and I worked for a while in Bohr's Institute. Then we went to Switzerland. I worked in Schrödinger's Institute and had contact also with Debye, so that I was able to have contact with many of the leading physicists of that period. We stopped in England on the way back, saw the Braggs, who did X-ray diffraction work, and visited other physicists too. My work was mainly in the field of physics then. This laid the groundwork. Well, my research was basic chemistry, molecular structure, but I was learning physics. I wrote a book with Goudsmit, The Structure of Line Spectra, which is on the branch of physics called spectroscopy, line spectroscopy. And later on, I wrote with one of my students, Bright Wilson, the book Introduction to Quantum Mechanics, which has been quite a popular textbook in the field of quantum mechanics. So we were away for 19 months on that trip and learned a great deal about the world.